Well, I think, you know, we go to so many places that are, you know, on all different spectrums of, you know, the liberal, conservatives, traditionals, whatever, however you want to define them. And I think what we find is, or what I find it personally, and I know Jim Coleman, who plays Father Tolton, is that we let the saint do the talking. And I think that by them entering into that face-to-face kind of experience, live performance, which is different than radio, of course, is that they are become very moved in an interior way. And so we let that happen. And I encourage, like, for instance, I just the other day, a man, I was in Phoenix performing, St. Maximilian Kolbe, and he was so enthralled by Maximilian, and he said, I'm going to watch St. Therese, your movie. And I said, oh, that's great. You know, I encourage you. I want you to write me what you thought of it after you've seen it. Well, he just wrote almost a treatise of what it meant to him. He's searching, a new convert to the Catholic faith. Nobody else in his family's Catholic. And it was amazing the insights this man had. And so I see that little by little, you just, you know, throw things out just like you would in the radio, and maybe something will happen. God will use an event in that way. So I encourage people mainly to really enter into the lives of the saints, enter into the Gospels, to really listen. And I think that's important. So a lot of times it's listening in order to get that hope that you want. Because people, they're, like he said in this thing, he said, you know, there's so much noise. The movies now are so distracting, the fast pace, there's special effects, blah, 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 blah. And he wants to say something more contemplative, something that makes you think, enter into a deeper reality, a deeper realm, shall we say. And I think that's what, in a sense, the lives of the saints, the Gospels, the Word of God, the sacraments, the presence, you know, is in a sense, it's the reality that's really true. And I think that's what moves people once they go there. And we see that in society. We see these people, you know, be it even, you know, movie stars are always held up. But when those movie stars, or maybe women who've been through hard times, maybe they were, you know, in the porn industry or Playboy Bunny or whatever, and all of a sudden you see that their lives is changed. They don't want to live that way. They now are turning themselves to God. That shows it's the Mary Magdalene type of situation. We forget, you know, Mary Magdalene cast out 7 demons from her. You're talking about St. Joseph. Maybe help from heaven. Probably he did. But you know what I mean? There's a transformation. So there's always hope for any sinner out there. We can judge them. We can judge anybody. That's why we have to pray for our leaders. We got to pray for our church leaders, political leaders. We got to pray for our families. You know, those who are in trouble. We all have relatives that are in trouble in one way or another, our children and grandchildren. So, you know, never give up hope.